I'm Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast, where I'm here today with Shannon Hammer. She is the leader of our dream interpretation team, and we would like to interpret some dreams together, right, Shannon?
Right, Christy.
Yeah, and so what I want to make sure you know is that you can send a dream to be interpreted. You can be trained in understanding dreams at our website. It's dtbmn.org/dreams, and you have a lot of information there on dreaming. We have mentoring that we do online. We have virtual dream labs that we do every other month on Zoom.
We also have a class called Understanding Your Dreams, and you can purchase that directly from the website as well.
So Shannon has been leading our dream interpretation team for a while now and is a very excellent dream interpreter.
Thank you.
So what we would like to do is, these are actual dreams that came in through the website, and we would like to interpret some of them together and let you be in on our process of how we come up with a dream interpretation.
Sounds good. So I'm going to start. This one was sent to us from a dreamer. The dream happened in April 2025, so quite a
About a year ago,
but it was titled Journey. And the dreamer says, I dreamt that I was walking with a friend through a post-apocalyptic wasteland in a forested area. This person wasn't anyone I currently know or knew in the past, but I somehow knew he was a friend. I never saw his face throughout the whole dream. He just walked beside me. He told me we needed to travel to Chateau Saint-Michel to find food and resources. We walked for a long time and came across my daughter, who looked to be about 2 at the time, but in this dream she was a random child. I was surprised and full of concern about how someone could leave a child alone in this area. I picked her up and took her with us. We finally reached a clearing, and my friend said, here is Chateau Saint-Michel. I was not ready for what I saw. It was a Chinook helicopter. I was shocked and exclaimed, this is Chateau Saint-Michel? I thought it was a church or a castle. He replied, I never told you it was a building. I remember crying tears of shock and joy at the end of the dream. In my area, Chateau Saint-Michel is an event space for music, but it is originally a vineyard.
Okay.
And the dreamer said that the dream had regular colors and the atmosphere was pretty calm for a wasteland. The dreamer noticed strong emotion when I found my daughter, very protective. Also strong emotion at the end of finding the helicopter, mostly shock. My brother-in-law is in the army and flies Chinook helicopters to rescue people who get hurt or stuck on Mount Rainier in Washington State.
Okay, that's very good. Those are the things we ask for when a dreamer sends us. This one gave us pretty much everything. And was it color? Did she say anything about color and light?
She said that the colors, just regular colors.
Regular colors.
But she did say the atmosphere was pretty calm for a wasteland.
Okay. So in the dream, we like to talk through the dream again. So in the dream, this dreamer is walking along. She called it post-apocalypse. So, you know, kind of things seem to have blown up and been destroyed. So there's just a barren land.
Correct.
So she's walking through this barren land, and there's this person next to her. She never sees their face.
Right.
And what do we know about people who you never see their face?
We know that that is an angelic being.
Yep, either angelic or spiritual being. Could be the Lord, could be an angel. But spiritual beings, sometimes you see their face, but many times you don't. And that's a clue to us that this is an important spiritual being, either an angel that's leading her,
yes,
or the Lord who's leading her, and
yes,
a friend that she's known. Doesn't remember in real life, but in the dream. I love that, because what you want to pay attention to is how you feel while you're dreaming.
Right.
Yeah.
And also the way that this person guided her and was showing things to her and talking to her throughout,
yeah,
the dream.
And so she trusted this person. She,
yes,
knew that this is a person who had her best interest in mind. So it's kind of a scary landscape, but she has this guide, a spiritual guide, a person, either the Lord or an angel sent by the Lord, to guide her through this difficult, barren time.
Right.
Right. And as they you have to go to Chateau Saint-Michel. Michel, yeah. And I looked up the biblical meaning of the name Michel, or the Hebrew meaning, and it's who is like God. And so it's actually tied to the archangel Michael, which is interesting. There's nothing in the dream that says that angelic being is Michael, but it's interesting that it's tied to the Archangel Michael. But the name means who is like God. So knowing that even when times are barren, yes, and frightening, that as you, if you follow the Spirit of God or the angel sent by the Lord, and when you're talking with angelic beings, you always want to make sure they're sent by the Lord. Can you tell, how would someone in a dream know whether or not the angelic being is somebody sent by the Lord or not?
Well, I think that you mentioned it before, the feelings that they have, the peace that they have, also the actions of that being in the dream. So the way that this angelic being or possibly the Lord is acting is much different than if it was someone that is from demonic, the spiritual enemy.
And how she felt about this person right off the bat, she knew they were a faithful friend. And so as this person is leading her, this being is leading her, they're going to Chateau Saint-Michel, which she knows in the natural is a big chateau. But when they get there, it's a Chinook helicopter. And I love that she tells us what a Chinook helicopter means to her, because it may mean different things to different people, but we know that to her, she has a brother-in-law?
Yes.
Who rescues people with these that are trapped on the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah. So there is something about this, a place you have to go when things are barren and things have been decimated. You go to the place where the Lord rescues people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, as she was walking, she came across her daughter. Mm. So she said that in the dream, her daughter was 2, but her daughter is not 2 in real life, it doesn't seem like. However, in the dream, her daughter was younger.
Mm-hmm. And so children in a dream can mean all sorts of things, but these are probably spiritual children, people who have followed the dreamer, people who've been raised up by the dreamer. It could be her daughter in the natural, but most likely it is more than that. Young believers who are following her and who have been impacted by this. And she has a lot of emotion about them, about this little girl. Yes,
she does. She can't believe that someone would leave this little girl in this barren wasteland, and she scoops her up and brings her with.
Yeah, so in the spiritual environment, the Lord is showing her there's some young believers who've been kind of left high and dry by the church or by their spiritual parents, whoever. And because in the dream, it's like it's not her daughter in the dream, but she knows it's her daughter, right?
Correct.
So it's interesting. So that would probably mean spiritual sons and daughters who are not her natural. But, you know, the Lord does things in layers in a dream. So it probably means, yes, all of the above.
Correct.
So as we are going through a time, this dreamer is going through a time that is barren and has things have been decimated and feel a little bit hopeless, because apocalypse is a big word. I mean,
that is a very big word.
Yeah, she's not just in the desert, she's in an apocalypse. So something kind of has, either a church has blown up, a ministry has blown up, and this day and age a lot of ministries have blown up because of character flaws and sin within leaders, and things have fallen apart.
And she specifically mentioned that this barren apocalyptic wasteland was in a forested area. So,
why is that important, Shannon?
That is important because in biblical dream interpretation, trees mean leaders. So she is in this barren wasteland where the leadership has been affected.
Yeah, yeah.
Spiritually, of course.
Yeah, and she probably has been affected by leaders in the body of Christ as well, or, you know, in the church, outside the church, they're Christian leaders most likely, because in the Bible, the cedars of Lebanon represent leaders, and that's how the Lord uses that metaphoric language, and that's what we mean by biblical dream interpretation. You learn the metaphoric language of the Lord, and a lot of that is in the Bible, a lot of metaphoric language, so studying the Word is where we get a lot of this from. And so this person then sees that helicopter, and it's interesting, the helicopter means something to her because of her brother-in-law, but you also want to take a look at the vehicle. Different vehicles mean different things. So what do we know about a helicopter?
So a helicopter can take off and land without needing a runway or a landing strip. They can maneuver in the sky very quickly. It can also travel fast, but a Chinook specifically is a helicopter that the military uses. Mm-hmm. So we're talking warfare.
Mm-hmm. Warfare and rescue.
Yes.
And a helicopter goes up and down, and maneuvers differently than an airplane, which is important, and it maneuvers in the air, and the air represents things of the spirit. So as she's going through this apocalyptic time, as she's going through this this difficult time where leaders have blown things up, it's a pretty hard spiritual landscape for her, that she needs to trust in the Lord to send direction and to lead her, either with angels or with him himself, to lead her. And part of her assignment is to take along some of those younger believers, men and women of God, who know her and who she needs to care for and her journey to rescue. But part of, and as she's, what she, how does it, at the beginning, why are they going to Chateau Saint Michel?
Because the being said we needed to travel to Chateau Saint Michel to find food and resources.
To find food and resources. So spiritual feeding
and spiritual resources.
Yes. So to find what she needs and what these other people that she's leading need is in this helicopter ministry. It's like a ministry. And the thing about a helicopter is a Chinook's a pretty big helicopter, but helicopters are much smaller than airplanes. So not that many people are on a Chinook helicopter. So it maneuvers in the spirit differently, up and down. It can go to rescue. It can be used for warfare, and it's different. But this is where she'll find her spiritual feeding, and she'll find what she needs.
Right? And she said that, I think at the end of it, she said, I thought it was a church or a castle. But the being with her replied, I never told you it was a building. So I think that the Lord is speaking to her about the church, and the church is really made up of believers, and it's not meant to be a building per se, the way that we have made it into.
And the church, the body of Christ, is different than the church building. And the Lord loves his church. Church is important. Church is part of the process, but kingdom is the Lord's strategy, and this is a kingdom strategy. So
very much
to
so.
Honor and bless the church, but not to rely on the church to rescue and to feed and to do the things that she needs in this apocalyptic season. Yeah, it's just kind of. So anything else you see there, Shannon?
Well, I would like to point out that when we're talking about spiritual children, we are talking about young believers, and so young believers can be any age. They can also mm-hmm. be any gender. Mm-hmm. So we are not necessarily talking about very small children who are very small children in real life.
It's more of a maturity in Christ.
Correct.
And daughters, sons and daughters, exactly, just like in Acts 2, or your sons and daughters mm-hmm. will dream and prophesy, and old men will dream dreams. You know, the Lord is talking about his spirit being poured out on all people. His spirit is still poured out even when it looks apocalyptic in nature. So would you pray for this dreamer?
Lord, I thank you for the way that you communicate to us through dreams. And this dreamer, we ask that you bless her with knowing that you are with her as she is walking through a barren time. We thank you that she is a spiritual mother and that you are providing food and resources both for her and for her spiritual children as she walks through this season, and we bless all of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So thanks for joining us today. Thank you to the dreamer for sending in your dream. We just bless you to have even more dreams. We bless all of our listeners to have even more dreams. And again, I'm with Shannon Hammer. She's the leader of our dream interpretation team at Dare to Believe. If you'd like to get more of our podcast where we interpret dreams, please like us. You can also go to our website to submit dreams or to be trained up in dream interpretation. That is dtbmn.org/dreams. Blessings and happy dreaming.